the Earth Guard. The planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty.
This week, Mr. Fahrenheit and the Argus in Attention Past Due.
Really, there's a knack to being a press secretary. There's a lot of nuance to the job that people don't appreciate. You know what I mean?
Sure, of course.
First off, and this one is obvious, really, you've got to stay on message. Know what you want to say and stick to it. Say it a lot if you have to. The message is what you're trying to get across. Say it loud. Say it proud. When someone questions you on it, say it again. Maybe say it a little different. Liven things up a little. You're not there to answer their stupid questions anyway. They're there to take down your message. That's how I see it.
Insightful.
And that's another thing. You never answer the question you're asked. Never. You answer the question you wish they'd asked. I heard somebody say that one time, and it's totally true. And that doesn't mean you imagine some hot reporter asked you to go home with her or something. I mean, something like what they said. You know, like if they ask, hey, did you stop beating your wife? You can answer the question like they'd asked. How have things improved in your marriage overall? That way, you can say something like, my wife and I are constantly working towards a living situation we both find agreeable. There are always a few bumps in the road, but we clearly blah, 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 etc., etc. That's the key, spinning things around for yourself, taking what they meant as an attack, and turning it into a boost.
I see.
You're not paying attention to me at all, are you?
An interesting question. In the late 19th century, when the only method for psychologists to study concentration was introspection, there was quite a lot of debate over whether a person could split attention between multiple stimuli. Walter Benjamin, I believe, referred to it as reception in a state of distraction. It was not until cognitive revolution in the 1950s when serious experimentation on the subject began. Donald Broadbent, for example, conducted experiments pertaining to dichotic listening. Nevertheless, the debate still rages on between early and late selection models. Did my ears cease processing the unattended stimuli, or was it analyzed semantically before being discarded? One simply cannot be sure, given this current state of evidence. Of course, despite all that, I was aware enough to respond to the social cues, the positive expectation, signaling for a response, etc. So how can I truly and honestly answer your question? Was I actually paying attention to you while concentrating on my aging experiment and adjusting the anti-grab belt to my lab? Not fully, no. But I can't be said to have been truly ignoring you, can I? Really, in order to filter you out, I'd have to first acknowledge the reality of your presence and talking. In that way, actively ignoring you is just another form of paying explicit attention to you.
You don't have to be sarcastic.
Never.
Hello, Doctor. Hello, Elijah. I'm here for my shift of guard duty. I hope things have been well.
Your shift? That means it's gotta be 5 already. Jesus, thank God you came. I would have missed it.
Oh, what's that?
My press conference. I'm sure it's going to be top story on all the news programs tonight. Now let's see, which version to tune into?
I'm leaving. There's aging to cure, and attention must be paid.
Serve it blowhard. Be liberal. Let's go down the middle tonight. Brain frame! Bring up the sound on monitor 3.
First,
let's go.
Our story tonight concerns the Earth Guard, whose press secretary, Mr. Fahrenheit, gave a press conference earlier this afternoon regarding a changing of the guard. Our own Dana DeZego was there.
The rumored disappearance of Earth Guard member and glamorous public favorite celebrity Peas Blossom has been circulating in the press for a few days now, and finally, Earth Guard press secretary Mr. Fahrenheit has come forward to announce the disappearance of the heroine. In addition, another member of the guard has been announced on indefinite leave.
Yes, as you may or may not have already heard, Peas Blossom has run off. We're not really sure where she went to. She might have gone back to Fairy. She might be hiding out in the gutter at this point. We don't know for certain. All we know is she officially resigned from the guard before leaving. As such, her current whereabouts are not her responsibility. As a result of her departure, however, Binary Girl has announced that she is too distraught to continue with her duties on the guard and will leave until further notice.
Response to this announcement was mixed. Equal parts disappointment at the loss of two of the world's most famous and beloved heroes and dismay at the abysmal behavior of the so-called press secretary who conveyed it.
Come on!
The situation only grew worse as he moved on to the press corps' questions.
Well, no, we don't know that she hasn't been captured by villains. She's kind of a gut thing, as far as Binary Girl goes. I mean, Yeah, she was good and all, but there was just two of her. Got two new recruits. She's replaced and then some. No, no, birthday boy is an asshole. Never let him on the team. I mean, not that there aren't a few assholes on the team, but he's not one of our assholes.
What do you think will be next for Peas Blossom or Binary Girl now that they've left the guard?
I'm sorry. Just don't care. Not my problem. Want to talk about that? Tell them to get their own press secretaries. This is about Earth Guard business. Anyone have any questions about the actual Earth Guard business? Do we just come to bicker at Mr. Fahrenheit? Anyone want to ask about me? All right. I guess no further questions then. Thank you for coming. Dismissed.
Coming as it does on the heels of the April 11th press conference in which he announced that Hero Broadband had been, quote, totally turned into a dog, unquote, this seems to be a real embarrassment to the Guard. Is it any wonder they've lost six members in the past 2 years? From Washington, D.C., this is Dana DeZago reporting. Frank?
Quite an interesting turn of events. To discuss the Mr. Fahrenheit
frame
issue,
sound
we have
down.
Here in the studio,
so,
Ryan,
what do you think?
Of?
My press conference. Pretty nice, huh?
It sounded like, I'm sorry, but didn't they just say the whole thing was an embarrassment to the Guard?
They say that all the time. They don't know what they're talking about. Liberal bias.
I thought you said he was right down the middle.
Yeah, well, these media types are all really secular humanists regardless. Find a way to skew things to their own personal leanings no matter what.
It doesn't look like the conservative network liked it any better.
What? How do you know that?
I'm the Argus. I can see everything. It says right there at the bottom of the screen, Earth Guard disgraced.
Brain frame, sound up, monitor one, let's go!
Oh, no, that's not it at all. The fact is, these secular humanists on the Earth Guard used these two to shove homosexuality down our throats for months now. And now that their media darling lesbians are gone, we can see the true ugliness of their ideology. The Guard was using them to further their own liberal agenda in a vast left-wing conspiracy. And now that their toys have gone away, they're throwing a tantrum like any spoiled child would. Frankly, it's exactly the type of behavior I've come to expect.
Sound off!
From you.
God, what a moron! I don't even like gays. I mean, you're okay, I guess. I mean, I like you fine, Argus. I just don't like your gayness. You know what I mean? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Point is, all these idiots in the press, they don't speak for the people. We do. We're the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united. I think if anyone is in touch with the common people, it's us.
Are you sure that's an act?
Yes, I'm sure. I do my own research, you know. I don't just talk out of my ass like some people. Here, look, I'll show you. I'll concert the blogosphere. Let's do a little search for Mr. Fahrenheit is the best. Bam! We got a hit right here.
Seriously, Mr. Fahrenheit is the best they could do? He's gotta be the gayest of the gay-ass members whoever-
All right, I've got to respond to this one. Hang on, you're going down, you hack.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you, Mr. Fahrenheit. As you know, with my powers as Argus Panoptes, I can see anything and everything I choose to look at. And there was something I saw that I thought you might want to discuss.
Oh yeah?
It's about you and Ellen. At this point, the entire Guard already knows that you and she have separated. If they didn't, I'm sure they'd be much more upset about you and Bumblebee, but I don't think any of them know the real reason, and that's because you've been hiding it.
Oh, you think so?
I do. Everyone assumes she left you because, well, because of your personality. They assume your abrasive nature finally rubbed her the wrong way and she'd had enough, and you let them believe it. You like it. If they think you're an insensitive jerk, they won't know how much it hurt you, how betrayed you were. They won't see how sensitive you truly are inside. I know the truth. I know Ellen left you when your album fell through. All that time, she was with you for the thrill, for the fame, and when that slipped by, when it looked like you weren't on the road to becoming a smash hit celebrity, she let her true nature be seen. I saw it all. That started a divide that couldn't be healed. And likewise, you have not been healed. You can still feel it, the pain of the loss, the stab of the betrayal, the shame at letting your emotions be toyed with. You spend so much time cultivating this front, this illusion that you're completely impenetrable, untouchable by anything around you, denying what you're really feeling. It's not good for you. I think you need to take some more time for yourself, time to really be. Time to discover who the real Mr. Fahrenheit is under all
what?
The...
What?
I'm sorry, did I say something
what?
To...
What? No, I wasn't listening. God, listen to this. I just got an email from the Stallion saying that I'm being replaced as Earth Guard press secretary. An email, for Christ's sakes!
This is not acceptable! Chuck, are you there?
Hello?
You know what, Stallion? You can take your new press secretary, whoever it is, and shove them right up your rosy red ass! And you can have the whole guard join them while you're at it! I'm out! You hear me? I quit, and you just wait! You think the guard was disgraced now? I'll show you a media blitz you'll never forget! I'll give them the true story of the Earth Guard, the backbiting, the egos, the wanted sex! They're going to hear it all! You just wait! Oh, and by the way, sir, Mr. Chuck Cavallo, Mr. Stallion, you are an enormous jackass!
Elijah.
Fahrenheit, out!
I have wanted to do that since I joined the guard. God, that was better than sex. Oh, it felt good. Deep down here. Sorry I had to be there for that, Argus. Trying to talk to me before. What was you trying to say?
Oh, it was nothing important now.
All right, then. I guess I'll take my leave of you. Shake. Nothing personal. You know how it is.
I understand completely. You're doing what you feel you have to do.
It was a good run while it lasted. Now I've got a bidding war to start. The information in my head don't come cheap.
Understandably.
Have a good night.
Huh?
Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikowski as the narrator, Elijah Weberhan as Mr. Fahrenheit, Charles Berman as the Argus, Daniel Schwartz as Dr. Fast, Rich Bellin as the Stallion, Lynn Nelson as Dana DeZago, and Frank Allen as the newscaster, with theme song by Michael D. Mikowski.